You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi guys, James and Dennis here from Stamford Bridge. We've just heard from Mauricio Pochettino after Chelsea defeated Championship side Leicester City 4-2. Pochettino back to Raheem Sterling after a very difficult game for his number 7.
Yes, because if we score in the first half all the chances that we create, I think it was finished after 45 minutes the game. But and then when we missed too many chances and then we concede in the way that we concede, I think it was the emotional impact, and we know very well the beauty of the cup. We saw yesterday different games like with Coventry. That is football. Of course, but I think no one can say that we didn't deserve. I think we fully deserve to be on Wembley, and we are in Wembley, and the objective is done again. And for the second time, first was the Carabao Cup, we were in the final, and now we are again in the FA Cup, you know, in the semi-final, going to Wembley twice at the moment. Hope that three times we can go. But I think this group of players deserve big credit, and also the staff. Because in a circumstance that we are from the beginning of the season, I think is massive to get twice, you know, the possibility to fight for a title.
Thanks, Alex. Matt.
Fabrizio.
Yes. Hello.
Can I just check what you made of the penalty and whether Raheem should have taken it or whether Cole Palmer should have taken it?
No, I think you know very well that it's called, but a goal gave the ball to Raheem. I think they have very good relationship that came from, of course, from Manchester City when they were both in Manchester City. I think when Raheem asked for the ball to take the penalty, I think Cole gave, you know, you can see in the TV. But that is not a problem. Cole can miss, Raheem can miss. Look, for me, the decision is there, and of course, I'm going to support always the decision of my player on the pitch. That is about to grow and be more mature, and of course, always happy with the decision.
Liam.
How do you feel that Raheem dealt with everything today? It was a difficult day for him in terms of his performance, and there was an atmosphere.
Yes, it's obvious that I cannot hide nothing, you know. I think you are like me, that the feelings weren't good for him, but I'm going to support him, and we are going to support. I think today is a great opportunity to support him. He has an unbelievable CV, like a player, player in a big teams, experienced player, of course. Today missed the penalty and some chances, but look, I think I am happy with him, and we are going to support and see the chances we have. I think the chances to show that we are building something, because I think we are going to support him, and for sure he are going to get the read on the game that he needs to help the team, and of course, and then it's my decision, like always, you know, to play with 11 players and choose by the player. Always talking about my feelings and the performance. Always doing the best for the team and for the club, and of course for the fans. And of course, it's keep going, it's being strong and believing in the way that we are doing the things.
Thank you, Gary.
Richo,
hello, Gary.
We mustn't forget that he did incredibly well, Raheem, to create the second goal.
Yes.
Is it right that fans boo any of that?
But I think yes, we need to accept. You know, we need to accept. We need to accept the situation. Like when I try to explain the situation on the squad, I try to explain, maybe I need to be to explain also the fans. I think we need to accept. It doesn't mean that we are agree or not agree, but we need to accept, because our fans, or the fans in football, live about expectation, about illusion, and always want the best for the club and for the player. But of course, when you know match the expectation, and that is the difficult thing for our fan to understand, you know. And but I was talking, no, in the past also, I am strong, I have no problem, you know. We are going to keep moving in the same direction. And of course, we want to create better atmosphere. I cannot lie. I hope next game our fans be always unconditional in behind the team, because we are representing the Chelsea, and the player also, they want to give the best for the club and for the fans, because I think the player cannot play badly, or you know. But I think we are in a process that we want to make happy our fans, and we are going to try. Hope that we can create until to the end, to the season, a good connection with the fans. And yes, I'm not going to criticize the fan, never, because I think they are entitled to say what they want.
Thanks, Gary.
You're yeah. Welcome.
Maurizio, all season we've been asking you, don't you need someone who can score a goal? Don't you need goal scorers? Were we wrong? Do you in fact need a new defence?
We scored 5 today. What's the goal of Axel? No, I think it's more to find the balance, a collective, you know, balance. Because we have great offensive players, but they need also not to think into do actions. It's have more volume about, because Premier League, and we are in England, we cannot survive with 2-3 players that only do good action, amazing talent, but it's two phases in football. One when I have the ball, another when you don't have the ball. And we cannot, if we concede goals, it's only the keeper or the defensive line. It's sometimes because we cannot, at the moment, to find this balance. That is why we have amazing players that are capable of score amazing goal. But that is not enough, because they are young and need to be more mature. Where? In the situation that we need to help when we don't have the ball, to have more energy when we go to press, and to make 1, 2, 3 effort. And sometimes if they broke the pressure, we need to run backward. But at the moment we have too many explosive players that can do amazing action, but then we don't have the volume. I want to explain and you translate to everyone, no? But that is the reality. That is why sometimes it's difficult to find the consistency, because of the profile of the squad. We need to fix that with time, like another team. In 1, 2, 3, 4 years, they try to find the balance, you know, in this aspect, because it's not only, yes, some flashes, and then, oh, why not play this, why not play that? Yeah. But after, you need to count the whole game, in not only in some action. But that is football, sometimes happens with the fans in football, always see, oh, what amazing, you know, action. But then, who really understand football, when you analyze, why we took the decision, or we are silly guys that we are in front of you, you know, or the club pay big money to to the coaching staff like Jesus or like this, you know, to be in front. It's because I think we have some knowledge, no? But always it's about to find the right balance. That is why I don't believe it's only the defensive line or the we need to blame. It's we need to blame all together, because at the moment, yes, we have good intention, but still we are growing. We are not in the level that we expect if we want to challenge the big size.
Miguel.
Sorry.
What have the cup runs done for the development of the squad, given the results have been smoother than the league?
Yeah, because the Premier League is different. I think the competition is different. And we were not lucky, I think, in too many periods on the Premier League. It's true that we are close. And I really believe that we can get the last 10, 11 play games to get good result and be higher in our position, because we are there. But I think we were not lucky. I think I don't want to repeat again all the process from the beginning of the season. But I think the most important is little by little build our relationship, build a squad that can, you know, be more consistent. That is the key. The key is about to identify all the things that we need to change little by little during the season, last season, the next season, you know, that is to have a vision what we need to be stronger and stronger and involved with the talented player that we have. Yeah, but you know, they need to progress also, and they have time also to realize that football is not only flashes, it's not only action, it's about to be consistent in two phases on the game. But of course, Premier League always is tougher, but we were not lucky on the result. Of course, in Carabao Cup and now in the FA Cup, we are doing well, and of course, it's a knockout competition. And I think the team deserves big credit, you know. When we play with less pressure, the team sometimes appear, you know, better and give signals that we can progress. Premier League is tough, and you need some time more, be more mature and more experience, and because the game, the approach of the games and after how you deal with the games is completely different. But I think, yes, finding the balance, I think we are in a good way, even if, yes, disappointed with the position on the table on Premier League, but I think I really believe that we can move forward.
Time for two more quick ones here, and then Jacob to finish.
Richard.
Yes.
You said earlier that the fans need to trust you more. They need to trust that you can manage.
No, I don't know us that they trust me. They need to trust on the club, because on the end, if I am here, it's because the decision of the club, and they need to trust on the project of the club. It's not to trust in me or to trust in the player. Is to trust on the club, that the club is doing what the club think that is good for the club, and of course for the fans. It's about to trust in everyone, but not only in me.
But do you think they trust in you?
Sorry?
But do you think they trust in you?
Who?
And the fans.
If they trust in me, you need to ask. I think you have maybe better opportunity to talk with the people. All the fans, you know, that I saw on the street, they always showed the support of them. But of course, if we are playing and we concede a goal, it's 2-2 or like this, or they feel sometimes the emotion because they're disappointed. But it's normal that they show that they are not agree with some, of course, decision, or because it's the feeling. But I think we have very clever, no, fans that they realize of the situation. And then when they are on the street, you know, I was open to talk with them, and they show they support, of course.
Jacob, finally.
Maurizio, they reacted quite badly when you took off Mudryk instead of Sterling. Are you worried that anger seems to be directed at you and there's
no
lack of patience?
No, that is why I made the decision. I am not demagogic people here to do what the people want. Also, I am not stupid. I is not expressed to do this, to go again, you know? I think for me, I saw Mudryk and we analyze, and he was tired. He was doing some stretching, and we thought that maybe not finish the game, and that we'll decide, you know, to go for first for Mudrić and then for Raheem. That is because we need to see everything. We are professional, and we want to win. But of course, complete understand the situation. That doesn't mean that I am agree. But look, we are going to support Misha, we are going to support Sterling, we are going to support all the players that are in the squad. That is big because in the program, you don't have the program here that today. Thank you, boss. Thank you so much. Because people say, oh, big squad. But did you see the names? Under 18, under 21. And sometimes people, if you can confuse, they say, no, big squad. Do you know why we use too many and we put here? Because we use this guy few minutes in Carabao Cup, in the FA Cup, or in Premier League, because of the circumstance. It's only, no? Sometimes people want to talk like, want to be nice. Come on. We have, yes, because we are not going to hide nothing. Big squad is long, because we had too many injured players on the first team, and we should use all the kit that are helping us. For second time in the FA Cup, Carabao Cup, and the FA Cup on Wembley. That is always when I arrive to England on Southampton. Say no, we need to go to Wembley. We need to go to Wembley, Southampton, and they told them we need to go to Wembley. We need to go to Wembley, and now look in. In 9 months, in the two different competitions, we got Wembley, and we need to enjoy, and we need to trust more. I really believe. I am a person, very positive person. I really believe in our fans. I really believe in the club. And really believe, the most important, in the staff that we have today, because all the staff is, you know, is fantastic. And, of course, in our player, Jon, but I am enjoying a lot, trying to help them to achieve what they want. And of course, all together we will succeed, no doubt.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you, guys. Cheers. Thank you. Good break.
International break.
You too.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.